For a more dramatic but perhaps not so realistic perspective on the law, there's always the NBC television show Law and Order. As a routine visual device, photographs are flashed on the screen so quickly that many viewers might not even notice the images. While the show is being taped, photographer Jessica Burstein takes pictures of the actors and the fictitious murder scenes investigated on the popular TV show. Now, museum-goers have the chance to study the images. George Eastman House International Museum of Photography and Film has mounted an exhibition of Burstein's photos of fake crime scenes from Law and Order. From member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, Brenda Tremblay reports.
Visitors to the George Eastman House have the chance to study the face of death. Staged death. The thunk sound from the television show confronts them at the entrance.
Well, from the looks of the blood trail, the poor guy caught it over there and then crawled to his death.
A bank of TVs plays scenes from Law & Order on continuous loop. Inside hang 30 photographs, including a man in a suit lying in a pool of blood and a woman's torso that's been slashed with a knife. The photos surround cases of props such as severed heads and plastic wounds. On the exhibit's opening day, despite blizzard-like conditions, more than 100 people dug out to see in a gallery the crimes they view on TV.
But seeing them big on a wall, like, hey, look at me, I'm art, is quite an in-your-face proposition, and that is what hit me when I first walked into the room.
Sally Wood Winslow postponed her grocery shopping to come. A few feet away, retiree Kathy Krieger, who hasn't visited the museum in decades, leans over to study a mutilated hand in a display case.
I know it happens to real people, and that's not a very good thing. It's very sad, horrifying, but this is a TV show, and there's a difference between the two.
The photographs and props on display here came from a project started in 1994, when Dick Wolf, the executive producer of Law & Order, asked NBC photographer Jessica Burstein to take still photos of each episode.
Began with this idea that I was going to create a kind of trompe-l'oeil. I was going to try to fool the eye to see if it would work, just to see if it would work. And in fact, it has worked. Otherwise, people would not have any reaction.
When her photographs were published in a tie-in book to the TV show, they caught the eye of Julia Anru Cracky, who manages exhibitions at the George Eastman House. She called Burstein and asked her if the museum could mount a show based on the book.
We do a couple of different exhibitions a year, and we always try to at least do one that is a little different, may reach to a different audience than we normally receive with our museum visitors, and I think Law & Order Crime Scenes has the ability to do that.
So far, she's right. The exhibition has drawn larger than usual crowds to the George Eastman House, a museum which exists to document the history of photography. Critics say the images are well composed and show the influence of Ouija, a 1930s photographer who snapped thousands of grisly crime scenes on the streets of New York, which are now highly prized by collectors. Ouija's photographs raise questions about the line between photojournalism and art. Curators say this display is about the role of photography in popular culture. But critic Alex Miokovich says the reason for the exhibition might be even simpler.
People are going to see Law & Order, and they're going to come to see that. And I think, well, part of the point is to get people to the museum, and then they can walk to the next room and see something else. And then, you know, they might think that something else is even more interesting.
They might, for example, see the empty director's chair that belonged to the late Jerry Orbach, who played a detective on the show. It stands outside the Law & Order exhibition at the George Eastman House and may speak louder on the subject of death than 1,000 well-composed images. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay.